The state senate is expected to approve the state budget next week and send it to the governor, but exactly if and how the governor will use his veto pen to change it is still up in the air. Senate Minority Leader Democrat John Erpenbach says he hopes Republicans will be willing to negotiate some changes first.
The governor's office tried to do that last week, and they identified areas in transportation and medical assistance and other places in the budget where it would be possible to reach compromise. And this talk started, and just as quickly as they started, they stopped.
Erpenbach says he hopes those discussions might start again, and Republican Senator Bob Welch says he believes there's still time to cut a deal, even on the controversial property tax freeze.
We have staked out a position that's reasonable that the governor should accept, because it's really keeping his campaign promise just like ours. But if there's tweaking of the freeze that he would need to be more comfortable, I certainly think we'd be open to talking about it. I think we're also open to talking about pretty much everything.
If the governor does use his veto power, he should use it cautiously, according to UW political scientist Don Kettle.
The governor's got to be careful in the meantime that the things that he vetoes out don't end up costing more money in the end, which would then drive the deficit back up, which would then allow the Republicans to say that the governor's signing a budget that wasn't balanced and we gave him one that was.
Kettle says the governor is most likely to target his vetoes to restoring money to programs like the Stewardship Fund and the 4-year-old kindergarten. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.